Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettelier, and I'm joined here on our talk and text line from Clutch Points, and he covers the NBA, does a great job covering all across the league, and also the Pelicans, Chris Dotson. Chris, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Hey, I had to come on with you. It's a little Thanksgiving feast for me a little early to, you know, get a little Mike D time.
There you go. There you go. Can the Pels make it two in a row tonight? And, man, they put up the points in the game before. And can they do it again, Chris? Because we see it in spurts that this team has talent, and I'll get specifically with you, Derek Queen, and you like, whoa. And I remember during the summer you and I talked because the head basketball coach at Nicholls State, Coach Boog, had told me, you know, he was part of the group that helped bring in Queen to Maryland and that Crab Five, and they were able to get all those guys. And he told me, he said, man, Queen for a big man is such a good shooter. But really, he said, I'll be honest with you, I'll give you his greatest asset. How well he can see the court and pass the ball. He said, it's so unusual for a big man to do that. And he said, Mike, you know, you always tease me about that elite level. He's elite doing that.
Look, he's got all the lights on when it comes to seeing the play. And I think, yeah, his playmaking is great, but he does not get sped up. We always talk about these great athletes in the NBA. Well, look at Luka. He walks up the court smoking a cigarette. Derek Queen operates in his own time. He does not get, you know, out of his rhythm. He seems like the most unbothered rookie in the NBA right now, and I think that's just a great sign that there's nothing that's getting him out of his comfort zone. He sees the play. He makes the play. He does it the way he wants to do it, and if it doesn't work out, he makes adjustments with DeAndre Jordan over on the sideline. But past that, he's playing with all the confidence in the world, and it seems like he really has – something figured out here early as a rookie.
Chris, you never know, and for any level, when a guy goes from college to the pros. But what you brought up about, he plays this game like he's played it before at this level. And, you know, you see it at times, too, with Fierce, but you really see it with Queen, like, hey, man, this ain't nothing. I got it. And when you see that, that's so rare for a rookie, especially a guy that didn't see a whole lot of you know, years, so to speak, in college. And most of them now, they'll play a year, and then they're coming into the NBA. But he's almost like, hey, I got this. And you don't see that a lot from guys entering the NBA from college.
No, and that just speaks to the confidence he has in the game. And it's sad to say, but you can kind of see the comparison with Misi, who's only been playing basketball 3-4 years, there's just some things he's not comfortable doing. And you can't blame him for it. It's just Queen's been playing this game maybe 16 years longer. So there's just some things where the game comes to him so naturally. And then he's been just in this system, kind of the same Borrego system since he was in high school down at Mount Vert, that it really is like his third year in this system. It's just his first year in the NBA doing it. And we can see how his comfort level with that.
I have a friend of mine who lives out in New York, and he's made the comparison of Zion and his impact once he's on the field. He says, you know, it's like watching the AFL back in the mid-60s and Joe Namath is throwing the ball. That Zion, when he's healthy and on the court, it's almost like you mesmerize on what he can do. And he can sort of take over a game. Now, sometimes maybe tries to do too much. And he said that's where the comparison to Joe comes in. He said, because I think until Joe figured out, I can just, you know, turn around and hand the football to Matt Snell and Emerson Boozer, that he tried to do way too much. But when he's healthy, the impact of Zion Williamson on this basketball team.
Yeah, and this is why I will not give up on Zion. You talk about guys who get on the court and they tilt the playing field. Well, Zion tilts it for the Pelicans when he's playing, but it actually gets tilted against them when he's not, in a way that, say, doesn't happen for Joel Embiid. And Philadelphia has actually found out they're better without him. There are stars that they tilt the field for their team, but when they sit, it doesn't really matter as much. Look at the Clippers and Kawhi. He's been in and out so much, you've got to play without him. Zion's been in that same situation, but every time we see Zion get on the court, he's doing something very positive. He's playing winning basketball. And I think that's why, especially in this depressed market, you got to not give up on Zion, especially when you're only a few games out of the play-in. And then who knows what can happen.
Your thoughts on the keys tonight for the Pels as they play Memphis, who's also kind of rode the roller coaster too. But your thoughts on the way the Pels can get a W tonight against Memphis.
Yeah, I think that was even your first question we skipped over. You were saying what has to happen. I think it's what does not have to happen, and that is I just got out of the press conferences with both coaches. Zach Edey is a true game-time decision, and getting around him and Jaren Jackson Jr. is going to be tough. If Edey is out, you're going to have a lot better time here in the Smoothie King Center. I think they'll walk away with a comfortable 10-12-point win. If Edey plays, I expect this to be a last 2 minutes, one of these teams is going to need four stops and four buckets in the last 4 minutes. Can you get around Edey? Will you have Zion and Queen working? Yeah, I mean, John Morant just walked past us here now. He's not playing. Edey, I didn't see him. So, yeah, I'm not allowed to gamble on it. But that's the biggest key, is literally the biggest key, a 7-foot-4 key. If he plays, I think it goes to the Grizzlies. If he sits, I think it goes to the Pelicans.
Last question for you, because I know you're sort of tight for time, but your thoughts on the NBA early on. Has there been one team that has really surprised you in how well they've played?
I would say Toronto surprised a lot of people. I don't think that's too surprising to me. I think it's more the Magic and how badly they played. I mean, the Thunder, we all knew they were going to blow up. The Raptors, they're fine. They've won a few games maybe they shouldn't have won. But the Pelicans are 5 bounces away from Willie Green winning 3 or 4 games, you know, that Kawhi shot. So I really look at team like a Magic. They have been the most surprising from what I thought they were going to do to what they're actually doing.
Chris, thanks so much for joining us. I know you got work to do, and I appreciate you taking some time to kind of preview Pelicans Memphis tonight. And, man, you can hear that game live right here on the Big 870 WWL. Pre-game starting at 6:30, tip-off at 7. Chris, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, buddy. Thanks so much for always being there when we need you.
Always, always. Everybody listening, y'all, safe travels on these holidays, and make sure to get yourself a second plate. You never know when you're going to get that next one.
There you go. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it, buddy. That was Chris Dotson from Clutch Points. Covers the NBA, the Pelicans. Always does a great job and always opinionated, and I like that. You know, he ain't afraid to tell you something, and if it's not right, okay, he'll tell you I was wrong. And sometimes in this world, a lot of people can't do it. We'll be back and finish it off here in hour number two of Sports Talk on the Big 870 right after this break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.